The Lord of the harvest is calling for laborers to in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls are the oceans in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They perish now, yet Jesus to slay them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Lastly. A cheerful greeting to all the listeners of radio station XEG. We're happy to be coming your way once again with the gospel message, which we hope will bring comfort and cheer to the hearts of those who are tuned to this radio station. My name is Willie Murphy, and we're glad to witness to the saving grace of our Lord. We appreciate those who have helped us maintain this radio program and those who help us share the cost of mailing the printed copies each week. If you're not presently on our mailing list, be sure to send us your name and address and let us send you these copies each week. And, of course, you can read them over and look at them there in your own home. There's no cost or obligation. If you desire to write us, you may do so by addressing your letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. We do appreciate also your prayers. I have a scripture which should be of great interest to everyone. Please stay with us for just a few moments now. Listen to what Jesus told his 70 disciples who returned with great joy after witnessing the wonderful power of God, enabling them to cast out devils and heal the sick. In Luke chapter 10 and verse 20, we read these words of Jesus. Notwithstanding in this rejoice not, that the devils are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Friends, did you ever stop to consider how important it is that your name should be written in heaven? I'm not speaking about your name engraved upon a plaque to be exhibited in some hall of fame. Neither am I speaking of your name being enrolled upon some man-made organization where you may receive recognition and honor. But I'm speaking to you about your name being enrolled in heaven. In other words, your life and heart has been transformed by the power of God, and you've been made a new creature in Christ. New goals and aspirations are then before you. There are some who gain the fame and the applause of the world and yet never come to the knowledge of the saving grace of God. However, On the other hand, there are those who, because of their love for the plain, simple teachings of the gospel, are unwilling to follow the crowd, even though it may lead to honor and fortune. On October 6, 1820, there was born in the country of Sweden a child who was named Jenny Lind. Did you ever hear of her? Let me tell you more about her life. At a very young age, she possessed the ability to thrill the hearts of an audience who heard her sing. It was not unusual for those who listened to her to have tears trickling down their cheeks. Even though her natural features appeared to be plain and simple, yet her God-given ability to thrill the hearts of thousands by her singing won her recognition throughout her native land of Sweden, then much of Europe, and even the United States of America. She not only sang for audiences, but before those who were sick. Of course, she could not expect income from them as they listened in awe. She was known as a Swedish Nightingale. Yet, Jenny Lind seemed to hold a reverence for God which she had been taught as a child. It is reported that she left the stage when singing her best and never went back to it. She must have missed the money, the fame, and the applause of thousands. But she apparently was content to live in privacy. We understand that once an English friend found her on the seashore with a Bible on her knee, looking into the glory of a sunset. They talked, and the conversation drew near to the inevitable question, "Oh, Madam Goldsmith, how is it that you ever came to abandon the stage at the very height of your success?" Her reply was given in this manner, "When every day it made me think less of this," laying a finger on the Bible, "and nothing at all of that," pointing to the sunset, "what else could I do?" I wonder if Jenny Lind did not realize the importance of doing that which she felt was pleasing to God more than the fame or fortune which had come to her so quickly in life. When her last days on earth approached and she lay on her deathbed, she must have thought longingly of the time so soon to come when she would be singing again forever, free from pain. It is written that one day she raised herself from her pillow when the window blinds had been opened to her in the sunlight and sang in a voice still sweet a song she loved, which interpreted into English means, "And then sunshine." Friends, do you rejoice tonight because your name is written in heaven? Are you conscious of a fellowship with Him who has promised to be nearer to us than a companion? What is your goal in life? Is it fame or fortune? Or is it to live with that inner consciousness that you've been redeemed from the corruptible things of this world? You see, the things of this life are so fleeting. In fact, even life itself is fleeting. We read in James chapter 4 and verse 14, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away." Yes, friends, how true this is, that life itself is fleeting, and the things of this world are fleeting. Fame, fortune, and many times health, and other things which we cherish so greatly are fleeting. One by one, our moments pass away, and ere long our life itself will be taken from us, and our spirit and soul shall go out to meet our reward as we face our Maker. in that day. Certainly it would be something for us to consider how important it is that we should have an eternal assurance that we belong to Christ. This verse in Hebrews 13th chapter and verse 8, I like so well. Let me pass it along to you. In the midst of fleeting things of this world, it certainly is a comforting assurance to know that this is true. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Wouldn't it be comforting for you to know that your name is written in heaven and that God is going to care for you through all the changing scenes of life? We find it that way. May God bless each one of our listeners and grant you the peace and comfort which comes only from the knowledge that your name is written in heaven. Let us pray. Our Father, as these words are carried by the radio waves to the ears of everyone who has their radio tuned to this station, may they come to know and feel the assurance of what it means to be a member of thy great family through the new birth, and to thee we'll give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Listen to this poem entitled, God's Hall of Fame. Your name may not appear down here in this world's Hall of Fame. In fact, you may be so unknown that no one knows your name. The Oscars here may pass you by and neon lights of blue, but if you love and serve the Lord, then I have news for you. This Hall of Fame is only good as long as time shall be, but keep in mind, God's Hall of Fame is for eternity. To have your name inscribed up there is greater, yes, by far, than all the halls of fame down here and every man-made star. This crowd on earth, they soon forget the heroes of the past. They cheer like mad until you fall. That's how long you last. But God, He never does forget. And in His Hall of Fame, by just believing in His Son, inscribed, you'll find your name. I tell you, friend, I wouldn't trade my name, however small, that's written there beyond the stars in that celestial hall, for every famous name on earth or glory that they share. I'd rather be an unknown here and have my name up there. Selected. Listen now to the song entitled Never Ending Joy, as sung by Bobby Forbes, Randall Flynn, Malvin Doolittle, and Dale Doolittle.
There is glory in my soul that never fades away, never fades away, never fades away. I am happy for I know I am the Lord's today, and there's joy, great joy in my soul.
Wondrous
joy
the Lord has given,
has been given. Never ending sin from heaven, joy that never dies, ever satisfies. Oh, what joy, never ending joy. There is joy down in my heart that words cannot express, words cannot express.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you have enjoyed our little visit, we would be pleased to hear from you. And now, may the Lord's richest blessings be with each of you until we meet again. And a very pleasant good night.
Send from heaven, joy that never dies, ever satisfies. Oh, what joy, never ending joy.